I seem to be in a good mood. Well, I had lunch with my new boyfriend. You want to know what he's like? You want to know what he's like, or you want to hear what it's like with him? Oh, those two are very different things. If you want to know what he's like, then that's just mundane curiosity. Where he's from, what he does, those uninteresting details. But if you want to hear what it's like with him, then I'd assume we're talking intimate details, right? The kind of details a wife in a particularly good mood might share with her husband if he were to ask for those details and do so politely, So, do you want to hear about those intimate details? Yeah, you do? Okay, well, take off your clothes then. We don't want it to end up like last time, do we? Coming in your pants isn't exactly appropriate for the man of the house. Stiff already? How long have you been wanting to ask that question? Right, that question. Yeah, my new boyfriend. Well, he's better. Better than you. You want me to be more specific? Well, you did clean out the gutters last weekend, so I guess I can give you some details of how he treated mine. Well, for starters, he's much bigger than that cute little thing that you're tugging away at. How much bigger? Well, I don't know exactly. Bigger than my last boyfriend, and he already put your tiny dick to shame, remember? Well, imagine his, but only thicker and an inch or two longer. Oh, you're leaking, Kaki. Looks like it was a good call to get you undressed. Otherwise, we might be getting dangerously close to another accident. Isn't that just bigger? Yeah, I just want to put it into perspective. I scheduled an extended lunch today, an hour and a half, just to meet him. And well, let's just say it ran a little long. Barely a few strokes and my cocky is already on the ropes. Well, my boyfriend, I barely made it back to the office before calling it a day. So, does that paint a pretty good picture? Abby? Tell you what, if you do a deep clean of the guest bathroom, I might send my boyfriend a late night invite. That way, you won't have to worry about measuring up as the man of the house. Yeah, because you won't be the man of the house anymore. Then you can just prematurely squirt as much as you like. How does that sound, honey? You can hide away in our guest bedroom with your ear against the wall. Just listen to that big cock stud. Fuck my brains out in our marital bed. Do we have a deal? Good. Now, waste that little load of yours. No tissues. Come on yourself. That's right. Paint your chest and stomach with wasted ropes of jizz. Embarrass yourself for me. That's it. Good cookie. After this, you have to get started on dinner, okay? And I'll send my boyfriend that invite I was talking about.